broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Happy Memorial Day, everybody. Thank you so much for joining in on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and this show is created by me to help inspire women in faith, fitness, health, and beauty. What really captivated my heart to start this radio show is just creating a community and an atmosphere of women who are doing positive things in the community for those around them and their families and their church, and just having kind of like an outlet to have girl talk and to invite other women on the show that we can talk and just create, conversations that we would deal with typically as women in this modern day age. And so with that being said, I just wanted to thank all of our veterans first and foremost for today, because I know that we are celebrating Memorial Day, and I think that our country is so blessed to have the freedom that we have, and I know that the other countries may not have the freedom and the privilege that we do, and it's an honor to be an American citizen. And so if you or a loved one have passed away in war or for fighting for our country, or if your husband is fighting across seas, we just want to thank you and thank your families for all the support and what you do for America. Next, I wanted to introduce my guest on this show. During our last segment, I was speaking with Julianne Collins, and we had left off talking about the Holy Spirit and the importance of having a relationship with Him. We also were talking about our identity in Christ, and basically our identity in Christ, but who God's heart is to us and the nature of who God is, and how that really reflects in our words and our speech and our character and in our demeanor. And I couldn't think of a better guest to bring on the show that is so bold and confident and beautiful and successful, especially at a young age. She is...
Ooh, I'm blushing. Thank you. Yes.
She's such an amazing role model for young women, and you don't even have to be a younger woman to look up to her. But if I was, you know, if I was younger again and I was looking up to her, she would be the perfect role model. And...
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. I'm so honored. Let me get my radio voice on. Really, I'm just kidding. So, thank you so much for having me. This is a blessing, and it's so interesting getting interviewed because I like to interview other people, but it's just such an honor, and it's so humbling. Thanks for having me on, and hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
And I'm sorry I didn't get to say your name because I was, like, doing the introduction, but this is Tara Swan.
Hi, everyone.
And I said your name right, Tara.
You did, yes. I always be like, Tara, Tara, Tara. Like, I'll have them on, they'll be like, thanks, Tara, for having me. And I'm like, oh, it's Tara, yes.
Okay, perfect, because it reminds me of Tara Banks.
Oh, thank you.
So, it's such a blessing to have you on the show. And you guys, Tara is such an amazing young woman. She's successful.
Thank
she's
you.
She's confident. She's thank bold you. In Christ. And I just wanted to... I gave you a soft introduction, but if you wanted to open up and maybe share with our viewers a little bit about yourself or a little introduction of who you are so they could get to know you before we jump into the questions.
Absolutely. I appreciate you saying all the kind things, and it's so interesting you saying I'm confident and beautiful, because even sometimes I'm like, wow, like it feels good to hear that, because it hasn't always been the case. Growing up, I wasn't the most attractive. I wasn't the prettiest person, or I wasn't the one that men or boys wanted to ask on dates. And it took a while to feel confident and comfortable with who I am. I remember growing up avoiding mirrors, not wanting to be in photos. And just now it's just amazing to see the transformation and what God has done, because I never thought I'd be someone. I never thought I was beautiful growing up. You know, a lot of times my identity was on what people would say about me, or looking at magazines and comparing myself. And it's just awesome to just see, as I get older and see who I am through Christ and how God shaped me and transformed me to love myself regardless of what other people think, but just seeing myself through the eyes of Christ. It's just awesome to see my growth and progression. So hearing you say that, it feels good, and I'm glad I'm here today being confident. I just want to give other women the ability to be confident and see themselves through the eyes of Christ. So I think that's important. Thank you for having me on here and to have the platform to do that. It's awesome.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I love how open and honest and transparent you are. That's one of the reasons why I look up to you so much, because I feel when we could be transparent with ourselves and other women, it allows other women to be comfortable with who they are. Yeah, and they don't have to put on a mask or to pretend that there's someone they're not to fit in. But I feel like when you can just be yourself and love yourself in a healthy, well-balanced way, not only does it attract other people to you, but it inspires other women to be bold and confident and loving themselves. Because I battled with that when I was little, too. So, you know, I remember when I was like a real little kid, like first grade, kindergarten, I was such a spitfire, and no one could tell me nothing. Like, I was like so bold and so confident. And, you know, as I started to get a little bit older, I want to say like fourth, fifth, sixth grade, I think you mentally you become aware of your looks, you know, because then in school you'll have like swim days. So you have to go pick out a swimsuit, you know.
I used to did not like that. I have on a big long t-shirt, a 5X t-shirt.
Same here. That was the same thing. And so it's like, that's when you start developing crushes. You know, I mean, you're still a little kid and it's innocent, but I think that's when we're exposed in society of our looks.
And women especially are exposed so much to that, like through magazines or movies or the Disney Channel, whatever you're turning on. And when you don't identify with the person on the TV or in the magazine, it starts to crush your spirit, because you feel like, I'm not like them. I'm not the girl that is, I'm the best friend of the girl that's going out with the football player. And as for myself and many other girls, we don't look like everything that we see on TV. We don't look like everything in the magazine. So we start forming our identity through that, and we start finding our worth in that. You know, we think that what's nice is the model that is a size zero, which there's nothing wrong with that, but there's also different sizes and shapes and forms. And I think that's why it's so important for us as women, young women, to show girls that you can be all different shapes and sizes. You don't have to be what society says is beautiful. There's so many different things that God has created beautiful. You know, he hand knit us in our mother's womb. Like, we're unique. He added all these attributes. Like, my feet aren't the prettiest feet. My ears are a little bit small. You know, like, my hands are big, but I'm Tara. That's like what God made me to be. And I feel like if so many more women knew that what they had, it's not the norm, but it's still beautiful. You know, you might have hips, you might be bony, but it's you, and God wanted you to look like that. And that's beautiful. You don't have to be like everybody else. Like, that's boring. You know, if we all had long blonde hair, skinny, like, there would be no beauty in the world, because it's everything's the same. So I feel like it's important as us not to be duplicates, but to be individuals and women who love God.
Oh my gosh. I wish I could give you like a standing ovation right now, I have to sit down. I can't move my microphone, but I get so excited to hear you speak that way, because you know, I like to encourage women that to be in the best shape of your life, it's not just physical, but it's mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. Ooh, come on. It's from the inside out.
Yeah.
And I think for you to be healthy and for your true character and your true beauty to shine out, it always starts in the inside, and it starts with the condition of our hearts.
I love that.
Because if your heart is healthy and your soul is healthy, then the beauty that God created you will come out of you, and you can just be yourself and be confident in that. And, you know, I'm not encouraging women to, don't take care of yourself, just let yourself go, because our bodies are the body that God gave us, and the word says that our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so it's really having a balance of, hey, God blessed me with this body. And he blessed me with a mouth and eyes and hands, and everything has a purpose. And one of my favorite sermons that I heard was from Louis Giglio, and he's the pastor from Passion City Church, and that's in Atlanta, Georgia. And he has a sermon that says, "Don't waste your health."
Yeah.
And it's just really like we're on this planet for one time only. We get one shot. So, hey, take care of yourself so that way if you're healthy and strong, you can walk the calling and pursue the destiny that God has for you.
Absolutely.
Strong.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, because if you're healthy and strong, you could do everything that God is calling you to do.
Absolutely.
But not looking at your looks, where your worth comes from. And that's what I want
to
preach on tonight.
Yeah.
To young women. It is like preaching because I feel like you got to hear it more than once.
Yeah, for sure. And it's a daily struggle. And like, that's the thing about life. People feel like it's a destination. I need to be confident right now. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be like her. But that's something over time that takes.
Right.
Like, there's days that I don't feel my best, that I look at myself, and sometimes I'm like, oh, I don't feel as good. I'm a couple pounds heavier this week.
Right.
You know, so you're going to have times like that. Just don't stay in that mind frame. You have to continue to go back to your worth through God and not your image. So it's a daily process. But the more you get that intimate relationship with Christ, It gets better. You know, you start to see your identity and worth through him and less about who the person is in the mirror.
I love that so much because later on in the show, I really want to dig deeper into, as women, what does our identity in Christ look like? What does it look like to have a relationship with Jesus, you know, in this modern day age? And
that's good.
In a way where we don't have to feel like weirdos, you know, because I think that the world will paint it in the wrong light and make women feel intimidated about opening up the Bible and having a relationship with Jesus because, you know, it could get into some, I want to say, legalistic terms instead of just relaxing and having an open conversation and a relationship with him.
Yeah.
So we are going to talk more about that very soon. We do have to go to commercial break. So if you are listening, we thank you so much and we will be with you soon.
Thank you, guys.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-427-0183. 800-427-0183. Call now. 800-427-0183. That's 800-427-0183.
I was 35 when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. My ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me. I felt hopeless. He called Elite Rehab Placement because I couldn't make the call. I was ashamed. I was given skills to manage my sadness and my anger. And more importantly, I'm 3.5 years sober. I'm so grateful for all their help. And all it took was making one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Al Slaughter with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got it.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Thank you so much, everybody, for tuning in today. And if you weren't here on our last segment, I just want to wish you a happy Memorial Day. And thank you again so much for all of those who have served our country. I want to pay my honor and my respect to you.
Yes.
Earlier in the last segment, we, meaning me and Tara, we're talking about our self-worth and our self-confidence in Christ and how that helps us as women to be bold, to be confident, to be ourselves, to let our guard down, to be comfortable in our own skin.
Yes, that's good.
To love ourselves in a balanced way. So what I wanted to talk about is, and I mentioned this a little bit earlier in the last segment, is the last guest that I had on the show, her name was Julianne Collins, and we ended the conversation about our identity in Christ and who God is as our Heavenly Father, and His heart and His character and His nature. And I feel like when we have a bad picture of who God is, we have a bad picture about ourselves.
That's good.
So when we find out who God is, we find out who we really are. And I think anybody can relate to this, but when you have, let's say, a best friend, right? And you're out in some public gathering and you hear people talking smack about your friend, you're like, well, how about just a minute? I know who you're talking about, and this person isn't any of those things that you're saying. I don't know the kind of experience that you had, or maybe that person doesn't even know your friend. They're just repeating who knows what, right? You're going to stick out for your friend because you're like, I know them. That's not who they are.
Yeah.
And you're going to have their back. Well, that's how I feel about God. It's like, I know who He is. I know His character. And when people paint Him in the light that He's like this crabby old man with the hammer and He's just like waiting to like hit you over the head every time you mess up. And you know that saying when people are like, I can't go to church because if I do, they're going to He's going to strike me down with lightning.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm just like, well, first of all, if He really did like you that much, Jesus would have never came.
Exactly.
So that doesn't make any sense. But, you know, when people have a bad picture of who God is, it breaks my heart because I'm like, if you just knew how cool and awesome and loving and kind He was, you would have so much more peace. But not only you would have peace, but I feel like you would have a more self-respect of who you are.
Yeah.
Because then you know who you come from.
Exactly.
Yeah. When you know you come from royalty, then you treat yourself like royalty.
You're going to be wearing crowns. You're going to be wearing everything. I'm a child of a king. No, 100%. Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's just the visual that I wanted to give people before we got into this segment or this question. But what I wanted to ask you is because when I went on your blog, you were talking about how you like to encourage women or even other people, it doesn't have to just be women, but to take off the clothing of low self-esteem or self-rejection, mm-hmm. and to put on the armor of God, or to put on the clothing of self-respect, of confidence.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, so our viewers can kind of get a little picture
yeah.
of, you know, how you think and in your mind and your heart.
Yeah.
How did you come to know God in a way that gave you boldness and confidence? And how do you feel having a relationship with Him has helped you, especially being a woman in today's society?
Yeah, that's deep, and it's such a great question. And for me, I'm still on that journey. You know, it is still a journey, but I've been raised in the church for most of my life. I'm not a preacher's kid, but kind of like that in a sense. I've always been in the church, and it's all I've ever known, but I feel like it wasn't until college, the end of high school and college, where I got that relationship for myself. It's so easy to piggyback off relationships or go off your parents' faith or quote scriptures and da-da-da-da, because it's what you've heard.
Right.
But until you go through things on your own, you don't necessarily have that intimate relationship with God because you've never had to stand on Him firm. So for me, it was going through college and being on my own in school and having to complete it on my own and get through it. And that's when I really found God, because I needed faith. I couldn't just be like, Mom, and start crying to her and all that stuff. It was like, no, you have to do this. And I saw God work, seeing Him work for the first time in my life on my behalf. That's what really caused me to grow more in my faith.
Right.
I wasn't the brightest crayon in the box, I'm not gonna lie. In high school, I barely passed my classes. I just didn't take it serious. Right. I wasn't motivated. My focus was dance and cheer and being liked and being popular and being accepted by people. So I was a Christian girl everyone liked, and abstinence and all that stuff. But to the core, I wasn't focused on school and education. So you could see that in my grades. So I always thought that my identity was found in my grades. You're not smart. Like literally I had a teacher say, you know, this just isn't your subject. Sometimes you have subjects that are for you and that aren't for you. So in my head, I started believing that, oh, I'm just not smart at math. That's just what it is.
Oh, wow.
So it was what people were telling me. It's like every single person was adding something, and I started to believe that at times.
Wow.
You know? So I necessarily would say all these things, oh, I trust God, I love God, I go to church and all this stuff, but in my heart, I wasn't believing it because I didn't have that intimate relationship with God yet. Wow. So out of high school, I was like, oh, I'm just going to try college. I probably won't do too well in it. I'm not good in school. And I had to start at the lowest course in math. I'm talking about 082. Like, I literally was in the lowest course. And I was just like, oh, I probably won't do well in this. But I remember crying on the floor saying, God, if you get me through this course, if you get me through school, I will trust you. Like, you're real. You know, I'm someone who didn't have the best grades. So I started from the bottom of most of my courses besides English and worked my way up. 3 years at a community college. And then I transferred to ASU. Kept doing good. Kept working hard, going in, getting studying, staying strong in my word, asking God for help. Please help me with this test, God. I don't know what 5 into something is, but please just get me through this. And I did my part. You know, I made sure I was studying and going in and getting help, and God slowly started to carry me through, and my grades were A's and B's, and just seeing how I went from C's and D's and barely graduating to seeing Him carry me through slowly and slowly, because I put that trust in Him.
Right.
I put it in Him, and I got to see Him work. And then when I went to ASU, I started getting on the dean's list first semester, second semester, third semester. And then I remember that I failed a course, and that kind of messed me up a little bit. I fell a little bit far behind because I was like, what happened? I'm not used to this. I'm crying and all this stuff. But then I picked up the pieces. I was like, God, I made a mistake. I'm just going to continue to go hard and do well. And then I graduated last year with my Bachelor's of Arts in Psychology, and I was like, God, you are good. I had a 3.6, and people told me, you're not going to do good in college. You copy in math homework and all this stuff, and you're not a smart kid. And then I end up graduating and walking. And I remember it was the biggest accomplishment, but I remember being like, God, you are faithful. You are faithful to your children. And then that just got me confidence, just knowing that God is real.
Yeah.
He loves us. He's with us. He cares about the small things. The God, please help me find my car keys, to God, like, my grandma has cancer.
Right.
You know, it's everything's so important to Him, because He's our Father. God's not
bad. He's like a parent. He wants to see you succeed. He wants you to trust him and ask him for those little and small things. So I think watching God help me through school and getting through that tough part and transforming my mind where I thought and believed in my heart that I was smart, that's when I really got my confidence. Like, God is good. Like, I'm a child of God. I can do all things through Christ. He strengthens me. So I think that's kind of where my confidence had. So, you know, you guys might be going through something or a situation that seems stressful or you can't get through it, but God's strengthening you in your faith. And once you get through that, you're going to see it's building your relationship with him and your confidence. So don't think of it as like a back set or something bad or something you can't get through, but just know that it's just strengthening you in that relationship with him. So just trust the process, trust it, and it's building your confidence. So remember that too.
So good. Oh my gosh, that was amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I love what you were saying, and it really reminded me of a scripture in the Bible, and I think it's in Proverbs, but it's as a man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Yep.
So who you identify yourself with. Yeah. So if you're identifying yourself as whatever negative things that people have spoken over you, and you believe it and you receive that into your heart, you're going to operate in those negative functions. So if someone says, oh, you're not smart, you're not pretty, you can't do this, you meditate on that, you start thinking you believe it, and because you believe that, you're going to walk it out and produce after the negative seeds that were planted in your heart.
Exactly.
And that happened to me because when I was younger, I got into a relationship really young.
Yeah.
And it was more serious than it needed to be or it had to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm not blaming this other person because we were both young. But, you know, entering into a relationship at that age, and I was in this relationship for 7 to 8 years, you start believing negative things about yourself that maybe the other person says.
Yep.
Or you're really looking to that person to give you your worth, your value, everything that you need, and almost make them into a god.
Yeah.
You don't, it's not like you're doing it on purpose.
Yeah.
But if your heart isn't planted in God's word and reading his word and finding out for yourself who God made you to be, that you're loved, that you're called, that you're chosen, that you're equipped, that you're destined for impact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the scripture that says that you are a royal priesthood, that God has destined you to do great things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're feeding your mind with what someone in a relationship is telling you that's unhealthy, or maybe you have the wrong group of friends and they're not walking the right path, because I had those kind of friends, right? Or, you know, hurt people hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not even, you know, like the other person is trying to condemn you, but maybe they're hurt, so they're lashing their pain out on you.
Yeah.
But then when we absorb that and we look to other people to give us identity, right?
Yeah.
Or we look to our accomplishments or anything, we start operating in a way that God didn't make us to be.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's when, as women, we could lose ourselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so I always like to encourage women to find out who God created you to be. Find out his heart for you.
And you do a beautiful job at that.
Thank you so much.
You inspire me too, so I love that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to talk more with you. We have amazing things coming up. I really want to talk about your YouTube channel, Coffee with Tara.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have to go to another commercial break. So when we come back, we're going to dig into your YouTube channel, how that got started,
all right.
And your success. I'm really excited, so stay tuned.
Your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now
now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight and just opening your heart and your homes to me and my beautiful guest, Tara Swan.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.
And if you are listening to this at a later time on the podcast, I just want to thank you again for, you know, checking us out and hearing what we have to say and just considering this as an invitation into your heart.
Yes. Amen.
So we left off on segment 3 and we were talking about, you know, our identity in Christ and how that's given us confidence to be the woman that God created us to be comfortable in our own skin.
Yeah.
And you were sharing a little bit about your testimony of how God carried you through school and how he helped you overcome, you know, the whatever box that you allowed yourself to be put in as far as when it comes to grades and your accomplishments and getting through school.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I think it's amazing your testimony and just where he's carried you.
Thank you.
And for the viewers that don't know, you have an amazing YouTube channel called Coffee with Tara.
Thank you.
And I love hearing the interviews that you have with other people. And so I wanted to kind of leave an open door for you to share with the viewers, you know, what your YouTube channel is about, how you got the idea, you know, where it started, and really how God opened up this window of success and opportunity for you to share your heart in his kingdom.
Wow. Thank you. Ooh, yes. So Coffee with Tara, I've probably been doing it for about a little over 2 years now. And when it first started, I literally, you know, when you hear from God, like you get that nudging to wake up or, you know, change something, that's how it was. I got so focused in school and busy that I was lacking in relationships and meeting people and being open. And people are always like, oh, you're so nice. You're so awesome. You have a following on social media. But that was on social media. But in reality, I was not opening myself up because I was so busy studying, working, and not really investing in relationships and letting my light shine for other people. in the community. So I literally woke up and I knew it was the word of God, but God was telling me, get out of yourself.
Wow.
Get up, meet people. Because for high school, I was a social butterfly. But then college, it's like you become somebody else. People don't know you. Like, right. I went to a random community college because we moved, and I didn't know anyone. So I think you get so focused in that box that you don't meet people. So I just, like, really made a point to get out and meet people. So I thought, what better way to do that than social media?
Right.
Yes, the moms out there are like, are you crazy? There's crazy people on there. But, of course, I checked, and if we have mutual friends, and I looked into things. But I was just like, Holy Spirit, guide me who I need to meet with and have coffee with. So I did a post. I was like, hey, if anyone wants to meet up for coffee and we just share stories and just talk if you need a vent. You know, so I was kind of using my gifts because people always say I'm a good listener.
Oh, wow.
And I love to listen. Like, I'd rather be interviewing than people interviewing me. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to do this and just listen to people and just share. So this boy, the first guy I interviewed, his name was Taylor. My sister went to high school with him. I never went to high school with him. I just realized we were friends on Facebook. But he's like, yo, I'm going through a hard time. It'd be cool to just meet up and talk to somebody about God and stuff. So I was like, whoa, you know, so, which is really cool because he's Jewish, but he believes in Christ.
Oh,
so,
awesome.
Which is really nice. Yeah. So we met up at Liberty Market and just had some coffee espressos. One thing led to another. And he was sharing me all his past and his testimony. And I was blown away. Like, this is someone who's been in and out of the prison systems. He had a drug addiction, and then he overcame that, and now he's preaching and ministering, and he got custody of his son. So it was cool to see God's glory and what all God brought him through. And I was like, someone needs to hear this. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to blog about each person that I meet up for coffee with and just share it. And then one thing led to another. And these boys named Tyler and Sean, they're like, hey, let's start filming this and put it on YouTube. And that's how we got the idea of Coffee with Tara, just bringing people in, having coffee. It's a universal drink. A lot of people like coffee. And for me, like, me and my mom, we vent over coffee.
You're right.
That's like our Saturday mornings, we talk. So I was like, I want to have coffee and just share stories and what we've gone through and just bring glory to God's name, because our testimonies is just a true testament of how good he is. So, and now I just share them and hoping it'll inspire someone else, because they inspire me. So that's just the mission in life, to continue to do that.
That is so unique. I love that, because
thank you.
I love hearing people's testimonies.
Yeah, me too.
I think that is what encouraged me the most, especially when I was first seeking God again, you know, around college. I think it was like 1920 I really started wanting to find out who God was for myself, you know, not just because my parents raised me in church. And, you know, there was a major chunk of time in my life from junior high till right after college that I wasn't going to church.
Yeah.
And when I started hearing people's testimonies and things that they went through and how God helped them overcome, it just touches your heart and you're like, wow, this is real life, real people that have gone through things. And I feel like we're so moved when we hear people that we can relate to, or just when,
exactly,
you know, they're being transparent. And I think that's amazing that you're opening up that resource to other people.
Thank
because
you.
You know, not everyone may have the opportunity to meet the people that you're interviewing, but you're giving them, you know, an outlet through social media, through YouTube, to get to hear these individuals' stories. And I love that, because I feel like it connects us. I think social media can be used in such a positive, powerful way.
Yeah.
You know, if you have wisdom about it, social media could be an amazing tool that we use to encourage and motivate and uplift people that we wouldn't, you know, back in the day, right? In Jesus' time, you would have to walk or get on a camel, and I don't even know how long it took them. I'm like, you probably were in the best shape of your life, because you...
Oh, yeah, they were fit. They had to be fit.
You were always on your feet, so it's like,
yeah,
that was never a problem for them being in shape, because, you know, you're always on your feet. But I just think it's a blessing that you give back to the community in that way.
Thank you.
But I know that Coffee with Tara is not the only thing that you do, because you have a blog, and you like to blog about fashion
and other
things. So you want to talk just a little bit of your other passions that you do.
Absolutely. One of my goals is to bring out the beauty in other people. And if I can do that through fashion or
beauty or makeup or hair or something, that's something that inspires me too, because it's all, inner beauty is amazing, but helping other women or other people feel good on the outside too, that's important to me. I worked at a beauty bar for like a couple years during college, and I got to like give women makeovers and stuff, and I did a little bit of freelance makeup, and just seeing the women, like, they know they look good on the inside, but just seeing them transform and feel good, that was always exciting. And I'd also give like fashion tips or where you can get affordable clothes, like a shirt for $10 that looks really cute. So I'm just like, you know, I'm just going to blog and post that. And if you want to get where my outfit, where I got it from, a cheap outfit, you can follow my blog too. So I just wanted it to be faith, style, fashion, just something for everyone, you know, just something different. Cause it's also about me and what I like. Right. So I want to show everybody the different sides of me as well.
I think that is so cool. I love how you, you know, you're not allowing other people to put you in a box. And I think it's awesome when I think it's so awesome when we can, you know, I like to show women that just because you love God, right, doesn't mean that you can't like fashion or you can't like taking care of yourself or being fit. You know, that's think that sometimes the world will paint this picture of like, oh, if you like Jesus or you read the Bible, or you go to church, then you're like this outsider that is
weird. Don't come near us. You love God. You can't sit with us. Like, you know, something spooky, you know, and it's like, we like fashion. We like to shop. We're normal as well. We just love God. Absolutely.
You know, I love that because, you know, with my show and the blog, same thing with you, is I want this to be an open conversation. You don't have to be a believer to listen. You don't have to be a believer to read my blog. Yeah. But I like this to be an open conversation, like an invitation. I'm inviting you into my world, into my heart, the way that I think, into the guests that we have come on the show. So that way other women can, you know, that's kind of where I struggled with when I was younger, is I was concerned about giving my whole heart to God, that I was going to be a weirdo and that my life was going to be crummy and I wasn't going to be able to do like all the cool things. It's a weird picture that the enemy paints in our head. But when we come back from the next commercial break, I want to get into about dating, and I want to talk about what it looks like to be single and what it looks like today as a Christian woman.
Sounds
so good. We are going to talk about that when we come back from this commercial break. Thank you.
It's the Chips and Salsa Show.
ASU is number one for innovation in the country, ahead of MIT and Stanford.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
And the U.S. News and World Report rank ASU in the top 15 in the nation for online education. A lot of people are going online because it's so much easier for them, cheaper for them, to stay home and do the classes online.
Now, do you do any of your courses online, Austin?
I personally don't like them. It's not my cup of tea.
You prefer the classroom experience. Oh, yeah.
It's the Chips and Salsa Show, Saturdays from 4 to 6 on King FM.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait.
800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. 800-708-3093. That's 800-708-3093.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call.
because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1820. 855-325-1820. That's 855-325-1820.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight and opening your homes and your hearts to us.
Yes, thank you.
If you were not with us during our last segment, I do have the beautiful Miss Tara Swan in the studio with me today.
Hey, y'all.
And the last segment, we were talking about her awesome YouTube channel. It's called Coffee with Tara. And you like to interview people. They could be friends, people you know, or it could be someone that you've connected with on social media. Mm-hmm. And you'll meet up with them to get coffee. And you guys will talk about stories. They'll share their testimony, and you like to blog about that. And I think that's an amazing way to connect with people through social media.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the other thing that I wanted to touch on, because right before we left, I did say that we were going to talk about dating. And we were going to talk about what it means to be single as a woman in this society who loves God. Because I think there's so many different stereotypes of what it looks like to be single nowadays. Because... Yeah. You know, we were talking about social media with YouTube. And I know there's, you know, social media out there outside of that. Facebook, Instagram, we have Snapchat now.
Yeah.
There's an app called Tinder. So I'm hearing about these apps. I'm a high school youth leader, so a lot of these kids, you know, will tell me about these apps and what they're about. And I hear them, you know, from friends.
Yeah.
And... You know we were saying that social media can be a blessing.
Yeah.
And we could use it in a positive way. But on the flip side, social media, if not used with wisdom, right?
Yeah.
It could be a curse, and it could be damaging to...
Absolutely.
...to our hearts, because...
Especially at a young age, because young kids might put out something they later regret, you know?
Right.
And stuff is there for a long time, so...
And, you know, I've had those situations come up with some of the kids that I may mentor, or maybe they're friends that are... you know, going through something similar. But in this society, you know, we're dating younger, and we're having relationships with the opposite sex earlier in life. And these relationships can become so serious. And I think, you know, if as a woman, if you don't know your worth and value in Christ, if you don't know that you are cherished, that you're loved and you're adored, and if you haven't read, you know, what a Proverbs 31 woman looks like and how she carries herself and just how precious you are to God as his daughter, you will because I am 100% guilty of this growing up, is you will lower your standards or your self-worth just to be liked by a boy or a guy. And you're like, well, I just want
to get
the
validation
company.
Or something. Yeah, absolutely.
You want the validation. Yeah. You want the affirmation. It feels good when guys say, oh, you're so beautiful, or you're so pretty, or, you know, I love spending time with you. And, you know, your heart will light up on the inside. But if you don't know wisdom and truth in God's word, I feel like you could easily end up with regret and heartache and, you know, putting something on social media that you regret later, or, you know, sending something through a text message, right, to a guy. And then it's like you send these things out there. You can't get it back.
You can't.
It doesn't matter how much they say, oh, you know, we deleted it, we took it off. It's floating somewhere.
Somewhere, some guy's friend screenshot it, sent it to someone else. It's out there and you can't get it back. That's why it's important, especially for parents. Trust your kids, but also be parents as well. Set up rules to protect them, because they're young. They don't know better for a lot of things, or they think they're adults, but they're not adults. So it's really important to monitor them too. Even if you're the uncool parent, it's very important that you monitor your kids and what they're watching, their phones. We had to put our phones downstairs at a certain time. Right. Like, my parents didn't play that. Yes, children will sneak, but you're at least, as a parent, doing your part. Right. And God will help honor that as well. You know, so just make sure that you set those rules too. And you also explain to your kids. Don't just tell them no, but explain to them what happens when they do certain things, when they send those pictures. And also let them know their worth through Christ, and let girls know that they don't need to send photos. They don't need to lower their standards to get validation. So it's really important as parents as well, just to talk to their kids about certain things and explain. If your kids have questions, explain and be there for them and try to be transparent with them. But in a tasteful way as
100%. Well. 100%. And where my heart is I had an amazing mom growing up, you know, who really, she instilled worth and value into me. But, you know, even if you choose the wrong friends, you are a product of your environment that you surround yourself by.
Absolutely.
And, you know, sometimes not everyone is going to have the parent that they may desire to have, right? Yeah. And I know that there's kids out there, they're like, well, I don't have a close relationship with my parent or my grandma, my aunt or sister. And you could feel all alone and you are getting fed the wrong information. And so for me, who I surrounded myself with and the entertainment I listened to, the music I listened to, the rap music and the rap videos, it painted a picture in my mind when I was younger in high school and even throughout college, is like, oh, I need to be a certain type of woman, right, to be liked by a guy. I need to do certain things to be accepted, or else, you know, I won't have a date or they're not going to like me. And when we're more focused on that, right, and not focused on who God says we are, we'll be distracted by the wrong things at the wrong time with the wrong person or people.
And you'll get in a situation that you didn't want to be in, you know, because the enemy, he'll give you a little bit. Oh, he gave me a compliment. Oh, he asked me on a date. Oh, he asked me to come in his car. And then you're in a situation that you can't get out of. So a lot of times I feel like God sets up rules or things, not to steal our fun or to be a bad guy, but to protect us from certain situations. So something that, like, I remember that, like, helped me as a kid, this might not help everyone, but do everything that you would feel comfortable doing in front of your parent.
Wow.
Because at the end of the day, God's like a parent. You know what I mean? So if you're like, my daddy wouldn't like this boy's hand on my leg, then pull it back. You know, you always want to honor God in your relationships. And the Holy Spirit, he's dating with you.
Right.
He's inside of you. So you don't want the Holy Spirit to be violated either. And you have to hold yourself to that as well. You don't want yourself to be violated. So be like, if my dad was here, would I feel comfortable doing this? And that's how God wants you to view it too, because that'll kind of help you know how far should I go, what's okay, what's disobedient to God as well. So that kind of helps me too.
Well, I think the heart of it for me, and then I was going to get into some questions for you, is I put so much of my worth and value in relationships. Relationships with guys, you know, and what they thought about me and how they perceived me and if I was liked.
That I did that too.
Your identity gets lost in that, and you become a woman that you don't even recognize, because you know, you lowered so many of your standards, your convictions or your morals in your heart, and you totally just form into whoever that person wants you to be, that's mm-hmm. who you're going to be for them. And yeah. you're not even thinking about yourself anymore. You're just thinking of how I can make this person happy. Yeah. And I think right now in today's society, if you are single, especially as, you know, mid-20s, right? Yeah. Or later 20s, mm-hmm. and you're a single woman, I think that society will paint a picture that will make you feel like you're defective. Yeah. Or you're not following your purpose, mm-hmm. you know, yeah. like, oh, I don't have a ring on my finger by this age. Something must be wrong with me. I'm defective in some mm-hmm. way. And I really want to give women, I kind of want to share with them what it looks like to be single, especially yeah. if you love God. And God's purpose for your season of singleness before you get married.
Absolutely.
And yeah. that doesn't mean that you're broken.
Yeah, exactly. And like, there is so much strength and power in singleness, women. There is so much that you can accomplish. We are all put on this earth for a reason. And in the beginning of the Bible, like, God created Adam, and he gave Adam the duty, the job, to name the animals.
Right.
You know, he was like, you can name them. And then it kind of, as Adam was doing it, I'm guessing he was observing the animals, their features, what names he should give them. And as doing that, Adam probably felt lonelier. There was no one that was like him
right.
or his kind. So God gave him this task, not for just a job or something long and boring to do, but he gave him the job so he can see that he's unique and he's different. There was a job and task that he had to do before he could realize, wow, like, I need someone that's like me. There's right. counterparts for cats and dogs. There's males, there's females, but there's no one that's like me.
Wow.
So I feel a lot of times God gives us a task or something. Like, our task would be being single, going through life, going through right. a journey. We're just learning all these things, our uniqueness through God, things that are different, what separates us from other people, so that when that time comes and we realize what we need, our mate, we're prepared.
Right.
So I feel like with Adam, he finally realized, like, I need a woman. There's no one like me. Right. But it took time in the process of him right. naming all the animals. So God's unique, and he's really creative, the paths and the journeys that he takes us through. So being single, we have a purpose. We have right. a calling to minister to other people, to love on people. We're all put here for a certain reason. Right. So as women, we think we're single. Oh, I need to be in a relationship. And I do it too. Right. I struggled last weekend being home, working on my blog. Wow, it would be nice to have a man. And right. sometimes you get in those thoughts and it stops you from producing work and being a light to other people
because right.
you're so busy in your own feelings that you're right. not feeding and lifting other people up. So a lot of times we make that our distraction, but we have to realize that God is putting us through this long process so we can realize our uniqueness through him
right.
and what we need. So as for myself, that's something I'm continuing to learn, that I have a purpose, and there's so much more that I can accomplish now than if I were to have a child.
Right.
I mean, there's many people that can do it, don't get me wrong, that right. have a child, but you have so much power, and you're at a really good point where you can worry about yourself and ministering. You don't have to worry about being home at a certain time. You can go out and witness. You can serve right. in your church like you do and teach to little kids, you know, and build up the kingdom of God. Like, you have to find strength in your singleness and know that God has that person. He's just doing a work in you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And you have to make sure that your house is built on a firm foundation. I feel like just dating, that just really shows what kind of foundation you have. If it's on sand, if your house is built on sand, when the storm comes, when challenges happen, it might fall over. You might date a non-believer.
Right.
You might date someone that disrespects you. You might start having sex because it's not built on a firm foundation. So I feel like dating a lot of times shows what type of faith you have. And for me, in my 20s, or early 20s, I started to want to see value in guys and compliments and start going on dates that, like, with guys that, oh, well, he goes to church sometimes, but that's not enough. You
right.
know what I mean? That's because my faith wasn't built on a strong foundation. So when I got lonely, it would crumble because it was built on sand. So it's really important that we build our relationship, our faith, just on a solid foundation, you guys. So when you get lonely and stuff, your faith is strong. Your house won't break. Like, God's got that perfect person for you. You just have to be patient and trust the process. There's strength in singleness.
That is so important.
So much strength.
And there is a pastor by the name of Andy Stanley, and he is talking about in your season of singleness, become the person that the person you're looking for is looking for.
That's good.
So before you start looking at all these people of who they can be to you, you need to become the woman that God created you to be.
Amen.
Become the right one. Yeah. And when you're focused on what God is calling you to do, right? Yeah. And God puts that desire in your heart to be married, He will send the right person to you in His perfect timing. And everything in His timing is good.
Amen.
And it's not going to give us heartaches and regret later on in life because we're following His plan.
Wow. Yes.
I wish so much that we could talk more about this subject because this is a really hot topic that I think needs to be discussed so much more in
I'm glad you brought it up. It's such a good topic.
And with young girls.
Yeah.
But we do have to end this show. But I did want to give
I'm having so much fun with you. No.
I did want to give everyone the opportunity if you haven't tuned in to our podcast. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the full podcast of today's show, you could go on centralcityradio.com. And when you click on podcast, you can click on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And there's going to be a podcast of every guest that I have on my show. And I also put that on my blog on jacquelinenicole.com. So thank you again, everyone, for tuning in tonight.
Thank you, everyone.
We pray and hope that you have an amazing, happy Memorial Day with your friends and family and be safe. We love you guys. Take care.
Love you guys.
Bye.